Missing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from Wayne Erbsen, from his CD Cowboy Songs of the Wild Frontier. On Native Ground Records, we heard Texas Quickstep. My son's in-laws recently moved from West Virginia to Wyoming. Becky, his mother-in-law, listens to podcasts of our program at her gym. I was more than happy to comply, and since Dom Flemons has recently released his CD, Presents Black Cowboys, on Smithsonian Folkways, it was perfect timing. We'll open the program with Dom's rendition of the cowboy classic Home on the Range, with lyrics collected from Cowboy Songs and Other Frontier Ballads published in 1910 by John Lomax. Here's Dom Flemons on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, where the air is so pure, the zephyr so free, the breeze is so balmy and light, that I would not exchange my home on the range for all of the city so bright. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. The red man was pressed from this part of the west, he's likely no more to return to the bank of Red River, where seldom if ever their flickering campfires burn. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars, have I stood here amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, I love these wild flowers in this dear land of ours, the curlew I love to hear scream, and I love the white rocks and the antelope flocks that graze on the mountaintops green. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. I would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Low, low.
When I left my good house, she's rocking in a rocking chair. When I left my good house, she's rocking in a rocking chair. Oh, Western cowboy, please don't you leave me here. Come, cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Went to my good house, sitting deep down in my saddle. Went to my good house, sitting deep down in my saddle. I'm the best Western cowboy that I ever heard cattle. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western plains. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western plains. When me and a bunch of cowboys running in a Jesse James. Come a cow, cow, yiggy. Cow-cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Me and a bunch of cowboys from Nan and Judge Jane. Me and a bunch of cowboys from Nan and Judge Jane. All the bullets were a-falling just like a shower rain. Come, cow-cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come, all you cowboys, don't you want to go? Come on, you cowboys, don't you want to go? Just eat a ranger and range a buffalo. Come on, cow-cow, yiggy, cow-cow, yiggy, yiggy. Next hardest battle was ever on Bunker Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys running in the buffalo bill. Come on, cow-cow, yiggy, cow-cow, yiggy, yiggy. Come on, you cowboys, don't you want to yell? Come on, the cowboys, don't you want to hear? For 1900, bang, bang, yeah. Come on, cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-cow-
This song composed by Huddy Ledbetter at Camp Face on the Captain Rio led his dance in Morningport, Louisiana. 12 string of the 10, 12 string king.
One day I thought I'd have some fun, see how punching cows was done. When the roundup had begun, I went to the cattle king. Says he, my foreman's gone to town. He's in a saloon, his name is Brown. If you see him, he'll write you down. Says I, that's just the thing. Well, we started for the ranch next day. Brown was talking to me most of the way. Says he, punching cows is just like play. It's hardly work at all. Says all you've got to do is ride. It's just like drifting with the tide. That son of a gun, oh, how he lied. He had a hell of a lot of gall. Well, they saddled me up an old gray hack with a great big saddle on its back. They patted him down with a gunny sack. They used my bedding all. When I got on him, he left the ground, went up in the air and circled around. When I come down, I cracked the ground. I had a hell of a fall. And they carried me in. They rubbed me down with an old stick pin. That is how they all begin. You're doing fine, says Brown. And tomorrow morning, if you don't die, we'll give you another horse to try. Oh, say, can I walk, says I. Says Brown, yes, back to town. Well, I've lived in cities, I've lived in towns, I've lived this whole wide world around. I've worked at this and I've worked at that, and I've got this much to say. Before you try cowpunch and kiss your wife, take a great big insurance on your life, then stab yourself with a butcher knife, 'cause it's easier done that way. Thank you.
We're listening to music in the cowboy way this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And that was the Crockett Family with the Buffalo Gals medley, featuring Buffalo Gals and Seneca Square Dance. From When I Was a Cowboy, Volume 2, Early American Songs of the West, and that's on Yazoo Records. And before that, we heard from Jim Queskin from his newest Unjugged, and a tune called The Tenderfoot Cowboy. He learned that from a home recording from George Smith from Portland, Oregon. That's on Hornbeam Records from Jim Queskin. And before that, we heard from Leadbelly, recorded back in 1934 at the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola, recorded by John Lomax. That was the second set of recordings that John did with. And we heard Western Cowboy. That's from the collection Deep River of Song, Black Texicans on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with kind of our feature recording this week. Dom Flemons presents Black Cowboys. And we heard his take on Home on the Range. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Well, let's listen to A Tall Tale. Powder River Jack and Kitty Lee played at rodeo halftimes at state fairs. And Kitty Lee also did some trick riding. Here's their take on Tying a Knot in the Devil's Tail on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Way up high in the Siree Peaks where the yellow jack pines grow tall, Buster Gigs and Sagebrush Sam had a roundup way last fall. Any old calf who flopped long ears, who didn't bush up by day, got his long ears chiseled and his old hide sizzled in the most artistic way. Says Buster Gigs to Sagebrush Sam as he throwed his long legs down, I'm getting tired of choreography and I reckon I'll jog to town. They started out on a right smart lope, for it warn't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when a good cow punch could ile up his inside. At the old Kentucky bar, they stopped near the end of Whiskey Row. And they wound up tight sometime that night, some 40 drinks below. And the house turned round and sat them up, started in the other way. Honest to goodness, tell the truth, the boys got stewed that day. Well, they both split out for the Siree Peaks, packing up a darn good load. And who should they meet but the devil himself, just a-prancing down the road. Confound you, ornery cowboy skunks, you better had a hunch you hold. For I am the devil from the hell's rim rocks, come to gather up your soul. Devil be darned, says Buster Gigs, we boys both know we're tight. But before you corral any cowboy souls, you'll sure have a beautiful fight. He throwed his rope and he throwed her straight, she spun down good and true. And he looped the devil by his pinted horns and he tuck his dallies too. Old Sagebrush Sam was a lariat man with his gut line coiled up neat. He throwed her out fair and he built him a hole and he roped the devil's hind feet. They laid him out and stretched him down while the sizzling iron grew hot. They trimmed his horns with a dehorn saw and they branded him a lot. They tied 10 knots in the old boy's tail and they left him there for a joke. With a bellerin' cough as he loped right off, necked up to a blackjack hole. If you ever go to riding in the Siree Peaks and you hear one awful wail, you know it's a devil as he yowls and prowls with the knots tied in his tail.
Well, you can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in etiquette-ish manner in aristocratic ranks. When he's always been accustomed to shake a heel and toe at them rattling ranchers' dances where much etiquette don't go. You can bet I set 'em laughing in an astonished sort of way, a giving of their squinters an excited sort of play. When I have happened into Denver and was asked to take a prance in the smooth and easy measures of a high-toned dance. When I got amongst the ladies in their frocks of fleecy white, the dudes togged out in wrappings, simply out of sight. I tell you what, I was embarrassed and somehow I couldn't keep from feeling like a burro in a flock of pretty sheep. Every step I took was awkward, I blushed a flaming red, like the principal decoration on a turkey gobbler's head. And the lady said to seldom that they ever got a chance to see an old-time puncher at a high-toned dance. Well, I cut me out a heifer from that flock of pretty girls. I yanked her to the center to dance them dreamy whirls. She laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way. We drifted into heaven as the band began to play. I could feel my neck a-burning from her nose's breathing heat as she do-si-do'd around me half the time upon my feet. And she gazed up in my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of a high-toned dance. Well, every nerve just got to tingling to that music of delight. I hugged that little sage hen uncomfortably tight. But she never made a beller, and the glances of her eyes seemed to thank me for the pleasure of a genuine surprise. Oh, she cuddled up against me in a loving sort of way. I hugged her all the tighter for her trust to find play. I tell you what, the joys of heaven ain't a cussed circumstance to the hugamania pleasures of a high-toned dance. When they struck that old cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to fetch out on a tear. I let out a cowboy war whoop, I started into rag, till the rafters started shaking, the floor began to sag. Then my partner, she got seasick and she staggered for a seat. I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat. I tell you what, I took the creases from their go-to-meetin' pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-toned dance. Thank you, thank you.
This kind of a special time of the night for me. This is when I get to pay tribute to my favorite of the old-time poets, a man by the name of Bruce Kiscaden. And he's talking in this poem about a job that you don't see on the movies. You know, in the movies, the cowboys are always riding the same horse. But that's not the way it is out when you hire on. Each man is given a string of horses. And if you get 10, 12 cowboys and they all got a string of 5 to 10 horses, you get quite a herd of horses. You call that herd a remuda or a cavietta. And it takes a man all day long, much like a sheeper, to go find good feed and water for these horses and stay with them. And at a given time that the cow boss has asked for the horses to be back in, the wrangler boy will bring them back in, and then at night, generally an older cowboy who has spent his life in his youth and his health in the cowboy life will hire on as the night hawk. And he goes out all night long with these horses. It's a very lonesome job. This is his story. Well, I'm up tonight, and the pinnacle's bold. The rim rocks tower high. The air is clear, and the wind blows cold, and there's only the horses and I. The desert swims like a silver sea in the light of a big full moon, and strong and clear there come to me the lilt of the first guard's tune. fire camp is burning bright. Cook must have more wood than he needs. They'll be telling some awful tales tonight of races and big stampedes. I'm getting too old for that line of talk. The desperadoes they've knowed, their wonderful methods of handling stock, and the fellers they've seen get throwed. What's that I see walking fast? As a horse is slipping through, he's trying to make it out through the pass, and come mighty near doing it too. Get back there, what are you trying to do? You hadn't a chance to bolt. Oh kid, I was ringing a bunch like you before you was even a colt. Well, it's later now. The guard has changed, his voice is clear and strong. He's singing the tune of the old time range. I always did like that song. Takes me back when I was young. Memories come through my head of the times I've heard that old song sung by voices now long since dead. Yeah, I've traveled better than half my trail. I'm way off down the further slope. I've seen my dreams and ambitions fail. Memory replaces hope. Must be true, I've heard it said that only the good die young, but tough old codgers like me and Don must stay till the last dog's hung. I used to shrink when I thought of the past, some of the things I've known. I took to drink, but now at last I'd far rather just be alone. They better lay off that Wrangler, kid. They've given him about enough. He looks like a partner of mine once did. He's the kind a man can't bluff. They'll find they're making a big mistake. They once get him overhead, and they'll give him as good as an even breaker. I'm taking his hand, you bet. Look there in the east. It's that morning star. Shines with a fiery glow, kinda looks like the end of a big cigar that doesn't have far to go. I see the east is getting gray, and I'll gather the horses soon. Faint from a valley far away comes the drone of the last guard's tune. I reckon the horses are all here. I can see the T-bar blue and that buckskin horse with the one split ear. I've got them all, 92. Wrangler boy's out with his rope, you know. He seldom misses a throw. Will he make a cowhand? Well, I should hope if they'll give him half a show. They're throwing the rope corral around. The horses crowd in like sheep. I reckon I'll swallow some breakfast down and try to forget and sleep. Yeah, I've lived my life, took a chance regardless of law or row. I've played their game, I've had my dance. I guess I'm paying the fiddler now.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1818. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Cowboy, Songs of the Wild Frontier, from Wayne Erbsen, and we heard a very mournful Sally Gooden. That's on Native Ground Music. And before that, we heard from Waddy Mitchell, a wonderful cowboy poet, and we heard his reading of Bruce Kiskaden's The Old Nighthawk. And that was accompanied there by Norman Blake on the mandolin and Rich O'Brien on the guitar. And they were playing a tune called Miss Forbes' Farewell. That's from Waddy Mitchell Live on Shanachie Records. And before that, from the Cowboy Tour, a national tour of cowboy songs, poetry, big windy stories, humor, and fiddling on Rounder Records. And we heard Glenn Orlin and his classic, The High Tone Dance. And before that, we heard from Powder River Jack and Kitty Lee and their take on the classic Tying a Knot in the Devil's Tail. That's from When I Was a Cowboy, Volume 1 on Yazoo Records. Well, we're going to lead off this next set with our feature recording for this week, which is Dom Flemons Presents Black Cowboys and his take on Little Joe the Wrangler. It's from the book Songs of the Cowboys, published in 1908 from Jack Thorpe. Here's Dom Flemons on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Little Joe the Wrangler will never wrangle more. His days with the Remuda, they are done. 'Twas a year ago last April he joined the outfit here, a little Texas stray and all alone. 'Twas long late in the evening he rode up to the herd on a little old brown pony he called Chaw. With his broken shoes and overalls, a harder looking kid you never in your life had seen before. His saddle 'twas a southern cack built many years ago, an OK spur on one foot idly hung, while his hot roll in a cotton sack was loosely tied behind, and a canteen from the saddle horn he'd slung. He said he'd had to leave his home, his daddy'd married twice, and his new ma beat him every day or two. So he saddled up O'Chaw one night and lit a shuck this way, thought he'd try and paddle his own canoe. Said he'd try and do the best he could if we'd only give him work, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount and kindly put him on, for he sorta liked the little stray somehow. Taught him how to herd the horses, learned to know them all, to round them up by daylight if he could, to follow the check wagon and to always hitch the team and help the Cocinero rustle wood. We'd driven to Red River and the weather had been fine. We were camped down on the south side in a bend, when a norther commenced to blow in and we doubled up our guards, for it took all hands to hold the cattle then. Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, and scarcely had the kid got to the herd, when the cattle they stampeded like a hailstorm long they flew, and all of us were riding for the lead. Between the streaks of lightning you could see a horse ahead, 'twas Little Joe the Wrangler in the lead. He was riding old Blue Rocket with his slicker above his head, trying to check the leaders and their speed. At last we got them milling and kinda quieted down, and the extra guard back to the camp did go. But one of them was missing, and we all knew at a glance 'twas our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning just at sunup we found where Rocket fell, down in the washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse, mashed to a pulp, his horse had rung the knell for our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
When it's roundup time, is on the sage, let alone to be in Texas, back riding on the range. Just smell the bacon frying when sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again where the bloom is on the sage. E-o-dle-y. E-o-dle-y. Some folks there's a spot that lives forever, deep down within their fondest memory. I have been a rover, I have never seen any place where I would rather be. Once round a time in Texas, and the bloom is on the sage, let alone to be in Texas, back to riding on the range. Just smell the bacon frying when sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can. Just riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage to be free again, just to be again, where the bloom is on the sage. E-o-dle-y. E-o-dle-y.
Months has come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, I feel like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. As I sit here today, many miles I am away from a place I rode my pony through the draw. Why, the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. While the black oil it rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oh, way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Past you must not know, for I seek a refuge from the law, where the sage and pinion grow. Blue Mountain, your azure deep, Blue Mountain, your sides are steep, Blue Mountain, with a horse head on you have won my love to keep. Well, I bum with Latigo Gordon, and I drink at the Blue Goose Saloon, and I dance all night with the Mormon girls, and ride home by the light of the moon. Blue Mountain, your azure deep, Blue Mountain, your sides are steep, Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you have won my love to keep. Thank you. Well, I trade at Munsey's store. Well, there's bullet holes in the door. His calico treasure my pony can measure when I'm drunk and feeling sore. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you have won my love. In the summer they say it's fine, and in the winter the winds do whine and say, there, dear brother, if you need a mother, there's Ev on the old Chuck line. For the LB brand I ride, with sleeper calves on the side. I'll own hip, side, and shoulder before I get older. Chapatero, don't you tan my hide. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you have won my love to keep.
Some trail the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
rawhide. fiddles, love and kissing are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Yeah, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride. Calculating, my true love will be waiting, waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, rawhide.
Well, you can't do a program in the cowboy way without Riders in the Sky. That was Rawhide from their recording Always Drink Upstream from the Herd on Rounder Records. And before that, I never heard the verse to Happy Trails before. That was Kathy Johnson from Way Out West, a collection of cowboy songs. That's on Singing Bridge Music. And before that, my very favorite cowboy song of them all, Blue Mountain, written by Fred Keller, who settled in Monticello, Utah. We heard Ray Birrell from his recording Cowboy Dancing on his own record label called Greasy String Productions. And before that, a classic. I had a chance to introduce my son to Patsy Montana one time. I was really pleased to. We heard Patsy Montana and the Prairie Ramblers from back in 1935, and I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. That's from a collection called Columbia Country Classics, Volume 1. And before that, we heard from Woody's cousin, Jack Guthrie, in Oklahoma Hills, recorded in 1944 in Los Angeles. That's included on a proper box set called Swinging Hollywood Hillbilly Cowboys. And before that, we heard from the Girls of the Golden West and Roundup Time in Texas. Dolly and Mildred Good claimed to be from Texas, but they really were born in Illinois. And Roundup Time in Texas was recorded in 1933 in Chicago. That's from a German collection called Flowers in the Wildwood on Tricont Records. And we let off that set with our feature recording for this week, Dom Flemons Presents Black Cowboys and Little Joe the Wrangler on the Smithsonian Folkways label. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1818.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.